The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Coming up on Life Today, Jordan Rubin helps women experience a breakthrough in their health by eating and living God's way.
I'm going to tell you some overarching themes that can help women who are 13 years of age, which is the age of my youngest daughter, to women that are 85. Mm. They will have a mindset that they're going to live as long as God wants them to live and live better and healthier following the principles we teach in the Biblio Diet.
Everybody, welcome to Life Today. I'm Tammy Trent, and I'm so happy to be with you all again. Truly, this is going to be a great day. So let me ask you, if you had a secret that could dramatically transform someone's life for the better, would you share it? Today, I'm sitting down with New York Times bestselling author and natural health expert, Jordan Rubin, who's written more than 30 books and holds degrees in naturopathic medicine, nutrition, and fitness. Jordan is passionate about helping others live in alignment with God's design for health and wholeness. And in his brand new book, The Biblio Diet, written with Dr. Josh Axe, he reveals how we can live strong, master metabolism, reduce pain, fight depression, and even conquer cancer using healing truths found in the Bible. So if you've been facing health challenges or feeling stuck in your wellness journey, I believe today could bring you new hope and great direction. So welcome with me, Jordan Rubin. It's so great to have you.
It's good to be back.
It's going to be a great day. And let me tell you what I did. When the team asked, would you sit down with Jordan and like one-on-one and talk about women's health? I said, yes, I'm all in. I will take it for the girls. I want to be an advocate for them. I want to be their voice. So I sent out to all my socials that question. If you could sit down with Jordan Rubin today, what would you ask him? Jordan, I got over 300 responses. So let's start out. I literally said, where do I start with this? Thinking about the girls, but so many ask questions about emotional and mental health. And just the simple things like what foods or habits affect our mental health and emotional balance more than we realize.
I believe a lot of the mental and behavioral issues from young to older are based on what we're eating and then a lack of ability to remove toxins from the body. So we live in a very toxic environment multiple times over than our parents and grandparents. And so what we eat and what we avoid is critical to our overall health. But when it comes to emotional health, when it comes to behavioral issues, so many people are dealing with depression, anxiety.
Yes. Yes.
There's a hormone in our body called cortisol that tends to increase in this modern world with instant gratification, et cetera, et cetera. So there's two ways that I like to balance that. Number one, increase your protein. And you're going to hear this over and over again with a lot of these questions and answers. And number two, there's an herb that you can take called ashwagandha.
Yes.
It's a little bit hard to spell, but if you type in A-S-H-W, it's going to come up.
Okay.
There's a particular version called KSM-66. So ashwagandha, KSM-66, is clinically studied to lower cortisol, which can then help you sleep.
Mm.
It can reduce cravings.
Mm.
It can boost energy, and it can improve mood. And all aspects of life, especially today, we need to reduce that cortisol. It's the fight or flight hormone.
Mm.
And it's great when we're being chased by a bear in a national forest, but not good when we're trying to sleep, stay asleep, or just have a positive outlook.
Yeah.
We are backwards in our cortisol, and it also ages us quickly. So eat more protein, which will help us reduce excess carbohydrate or sugar consumption, and take ashwagandha.
I want to ask you too quickly, when you mentioned protein, a lot of times, and I hadn't even heard this until maybe like 6 months ago, that there is a certain amount of proteins that we should be targeting. Like I should be working toward what, 100 proteins a day, 50 proteins a day, 120? Like what is that number? I know it's maybe different age groups, but what's a good number if women are like, okay, I get it, I need protein, but how much do I need every day?
Yes, well, this is a difficult question, because if I tell you how many grams you need, then you're going to say, what do I need to eat to get it? So let's do both. Researchers are now saying that you need between 0.8 and 1 gram of protein per pound of ideal body weight. Now, I would say as a blanket statement, 100 grams for a woman is important. Now, if someone weighs 220 pounds, they're going to need more protein.
Okay.
But the average woman, whether you're 110 pounds or 150 pounds, aim for 100 grams of protein. And just to give you an idea, this much meat, the size of your palm, is usually 20 grams of protein.
Okay.
Some of you are going to need to consume a protein shake or a couple of bars to get that, because not everyone's going to want to eat, say, a 4-egg omelet, because that'll give you the 24 grams.
Yeah.
If you did,
yeah.
A steak or a piece of fish or chicken gets you 20 to 25 right there. That's half.
Oh, my goodness.
If you do eat breakfast, and whenever you eat it, because I would prefer to eat breakfast a little later, again, to keep that eating window, try to get 20 to 40 grams of protein in the morning. Think of eating a breakfast that involves maybe some chicken sausage, a few eggs. Then you have lunch that has a salad, maybe with chicken, turkey, beef, or salmon. That's another 20 or 30 grams. Have dinner with a prioritized protein portion.
Okay.
And then have a shake. That's 100 grams easy. I have daughters who are athletes. I have daughters who are in the arts. I make sure that my daughters get 100 grams of protein even as they're younger, because that helps you build a strong body before it's too late. A lot of women and men, we sort of abuse our body with junk food. We don't pay attention to eating, and we try to play catch up as we're older. We need to prioritize our health starting at a younger age. But here's the great news. If someone's watching who's 79, if they will prioritize protein and they will exercise, they will have a mindset that they're going to live as long as God wants them to live and live better and healthier, following the principles we teach in the Biblio diet.
When you talk about protein, is there a protein that's better than another, like salmon, red meat, chicken? You know, if I thought today, I need to get the most, the optimal out of protein every day, every single day of my life, what should I do?
Yes, it is red meat.
Okay.
I would say closely followed by eggs, especially the yolk. Women would do so much better if they consumed more egg yolk.
Does it matter if it's scrambled eggs or if it's sunny side up or a fried egg? What's the best way to consume that egg yolk or egg whites that you say?
Yes, you had to ask this, because there's always a nuance.
Yes.
Any eggs are good, but keeping the yolk intact is better, because the nutrients in the yolk, when they're scrambled, become oxidized or inactive.
Okay.
So that would be over medium, sunny side up. That could be hard boiled, soft boiled, or poached, but try to keep the yolk intact. The egg yolk's the greatest brain food on the planet.
Really?
Because it has something called choline, which is a B-like vitamin that helps with neurotransmitters in the brain. And then after that, I would say, you mentioned salmon. Wild fish is amazing, especially fatty fish. And then chicken and other poultry like duck and turkey. But I'd prefer to consume dark meat versus white meat and make it into a bone broth or a chicken soup, because you get the collagen, which is also going to help you with your health. There are some plant proteins that are good, but nothing compares to animal. The other protein that I think is almost maligned these days is cheese. If you get a good quality cheese, and I like goat or sheep or water buffalo milk cheese, because it's easier on the gut.
It is, but it's awful on the taste.
No. There's so many good ones.
You gotta find a better one.
Yeah, Manchego's good, Tammy.
Okay, because sometimes I've had some and I feel like I'm kissing the mouth of a goat or a sheep.
Goat cheese can be, as we say, goaty, but if you get a Manchego that is maybe a 3-month age, and by the way, Tammy, I've been on this program for over 20 years, and when I shared a message of nutrition, people would say, where do I buy this? And it would be that one lady in Austin, Texas, who you can order from this special yogurt. Now you can get these foods that we talk about in the Biblio diet at Costco, Walmart, Target, certainly Whole Foods, Sprouts, and even grocery stores like Kroger, Publix, et cetera. So wherever you live, you can buy these foods. And everything I just shared with you is straight from the Bible. Red meat isn't just a good idea because it has creatine and carnitine and zinc and iron. It's a good idea because the Bible prizes it among all protein sources. Whenever anybody could consume red meat, they would. We've been lied to in a lot of these areas. And by consuming, for example, white meat chicken, that's fine as a source of protein, but you're not getting all the other benefits that you would get from a more nutritious protein source like red meat, eggs, fatty fish, or even high-quality dairy.
All right. Honestly, everything that you've just talked about really, it kind of aligns with every question that women have regarding their health, because you said it starts with what we're eating and the detoxification of our bodies. Many women have asked about hormonal balance and how your body communicates and how, like, the hormone receptors in our bodies, the estrogen, I've learned that they're kind of everywhere in our bodies. It navigates our energy. They talked about hair loss, migraines. Somebody even mentioned, I didn't know what this was, PCOS, diabetes, all those different things. So what I'm hearing you say is food is related to all of this as well. But for the woman that's just really struggling, say she's later in life, I think about my mom who's doing amazing, but still she's losing energy. She's, you know, kind of, we can all get concerned about hair loss, all those things. What could we be doing today that could also just really boost naturally hormones in our bodies as a woman?
Well, first of all, women have to think about hormones throughout the stages of life, starting with adolescence, because you deal with, let's say, PMS. Then you go to the fertility years, and that's where PCOS, or polycystic ovarian syndrome, or PCOD, polycystic ovarian disease, comes into play. The number one cause of infertility in women. I want to talk about that in just a second. Then you go into preconception, then you go into postpartum, then it's perimenopause and menopause. Mm. I'm going to tell you some overarching themes that can help women who are 13 years of age, which is the age of my youngest daughter, to women that are 85.
Okay.
First and foremost, you need to balance blood sugar and insulin,
ooh,
which means you have to prioritize protein, which we just talked about, and choose the right fats.
Okay.
Fats are the building blocks of cell membranes, and protein is the building blocks of hormones. So you've got to prioritize those.
Okay.
And you need to balance your blood sugar and insulin. So I'm going to give two quick tips.
Okay.
Consume protein as a priority.
Okay.
Make sure to consume healthy fats. And I'm talking about saturated and unsaturated fats. Avocados are a woman's best friend, because you've got good fats.
Yep.
Vitamin E, which is very important for hormonal and immune system health. And you have potassium, which is a mineral so many of us are deficient in. So I want to make sure people get good proteins, good fats, and restrict your eating window a bit.
Mm.
Women, if you can eat within an 8-hour window in a day, maybe 10 at the most, people will call it intermittent fasting or time-restricted eating, you will help control your energy balance, your blood sugar, and ultimately your hormones. And I'm going to talk about an herb that most women haven't heard of today, Tammy. It's an asparagus species called shatavari or shatavari, very popular in India. Women are losing fertility at a very young age, and they're losing function as they age. Shatavari or shatavari is a very helpful herb. It's really a root, and it is an amazing balancer of hormones from the days when you have PMS.
Yep.
It has been clinically studied to reduce symptoms in PCOS and help with postpartum depression, perimenopause, and menopause. A diet that prioritizes protein, healthy fats, and a time-restricted eating window. If you will focus on those, you will have a dramatic improvement. In fact, some studies show that that shatavari helps reduce symptoms of PCOS, perimenopause, and menopause by over 50%.
Listen, I'm 57, and that is really good news for me. I can look it up, but where can I find it? Tell me right now. Do I go to Whole Foods? Do I Google it to find out where can we buy that right now?
Yeah, I would just search shatavari, SRI-81. It is now. It's relatively new. It's an old herb, but a new clinically studied ingredient. But again, don't assume your answer is in a pill.
Yes,
you need to make sure that your protein and fats are on point.
Okay.
You need to make sure that you're not eating for 16 hours a day, giving your body a chance to cleanse and recycle your hormones.
Yeah, I do intermittent fasting, Jordan, and I know, I believe you, what you're saying. I do feel a lot more energy. I know that my blood sugar levels are definitely in a good spot right now. You know, let me just touch on a personal thing that I had been walking through, and still I'm coming out to the other side of it. Something I had known nothing about, candida. And I know that there are a lot of women that have actually struggled with that, probably even men too. Mine was brought on by hormones, bioidentical hormones. That was just the level that I was taking was way too high for my body. And I continued on it for a year and developed this yeast overgrowth that I had no knowledge of what this was until a doctor said, you have candida. I'm like, well, how do I fix this right away? Well, it's been a fight for me, to be honest with you. I even came off of all hormones a few months ago, trying to pick my battles and not scream at everybody while I was processing through it all. But I learned about gut during that time, about biofilms, about rebalancing everything, a proper probiotic, all the things, which I think in health in general was a good guideline to just rebalancing, resetting my body, talking about detox and how important detox is. But some people struggle with how do I realign my gut to find health?
Yes, number one, herbs and spices. So when it comes to candida, which is a fungi, when there's other organisms you're dealing with, oregano, either oregano oil or the oregano spice, thyme, that's T-H-Y-M-E. And you look at hyssop, which is a biblical herb. Cinnamon is great for both blood sugar and fighting candida. Spices can be amazing as well. In addition to cinnamon, ginger is great. So also, when it comes to a probiotic, you want one that has soil-based organisms, or SBOs, because they not only can kill unhealthy germs, but they eat away those biofilms, which is kind of the mucus that holds these organism colonies. Restrict your sugar consumption to a point and focus on colorful fruits and vegetables. And Tammy, we have an important chapter, which we're going to talk about on another program called Healing Leaves.
Yes.
There's two verses in the Bible, Ezekiel 47:12, Revelation 22:2, that talk about the leaves for healing. Fruit tree leaves have certain compounds that kill bad germs, including candida, which is a common yeast that can overgrow if you use antibiotics, if you take certain medications, particularly that balance or imbalance your hormones, et cetera, et cetera. So herbs and spices, reduce sugar, consume a probiotic that says SBOs or soil-based organisms, and read chapter 14 of the Biblio Diet. We will teach you how to make an alternative to tea we call healing leaves.
Jordan, you are phenomenal. We didn't even get to most of these questions, but we covered so much in such a little time that I think really is an incredible blanket for any question that came in for me. And I hope that it, man, I hope that we touched on some things for you today. Let me just say this, because there was so much, there's so much more to cover. I'm telling you, the Biblio Diet, you're going to want to get this. There is so much in this book that I cannot tell you, Jordan, how much I learned by reading your book this weekend. The other thing that you have, which I absolutely love, is the Biblio Diet Study Guide. You will need both. You will want both. You'll have a lot in here, but I'm telling you, you will want both. And today I want to, we all want to get this in your hands to begin a new health journey for you, something that you can add to what whatever else is going on in your life. For any gift that you can give today, we want to send you the Biblio Diet. For $75 or more, we're going to bundle it. We're going to send both of them to you today. We've been talking about health. It's such an important topic. And there are people all around the world that are also struggling with their health today. Honestly, what blows my mind is so many of them, it's something so simple. It's not even about the food that we're talking about right now. We're talking about water. And so many of them do not have access to clean drinking water. I went to Burundi, Africa, and you will not believe what I saw. Right now, I'm going to take you there with me so that you can see exactly what I saw and how desperate this need is right now for clean water. Watch this. I'm here in Burundi, Africa, walking along this little stream here. This water is filthy. You can look at it and see it's so dirty. Now imagine that being your only source of water. Imagine this being your baby. Imagine him drinking this water every single day. I don't even know if I would call this water. It's filthy, it's so dirty. It's filled with contamination. And I know that he's in the condition he's in because he's been drinking this water. And you know that statistics say that they are at most risk between the age of 1 to 5. So this little guy right now, I can tell you, is not doing well. And I fear that if he continues to drink this water, he probably won't make it. When you witness a child drinking water like this around the world, it's not a question of, I think they'll be okay. I think they're quenching their thirst. It's really a matter of whether or not they're gonna live or die. And that is, it's just too much of a burden that he should never have to carry. And I know that I wanna live a life that produces life. I wanna make decisions that are life-giving. I don't want him to ever have to drink this water again, or his children. It's too much for him to carry. So I asked if I could carry him. Could I carry him for just a moment? Could I lift the weight of the things that's scary for him, this little life that's concerning him right now? Could I just carry him for a moment? And so we traveled from the little village where he's from down this pathway, this dirt pathway, and then began to walk alongside that stream, that river, that flowing water, which was really mud. I mean, you saw it. I was blown away to think that this little boy was trying to drink that every day. It's all he knew. It's all they had. And yet it wasn't just that little boy. It was that entire village. Thousands of people in that area. That was what they were drinking every day. It was probably one of the worst water sources that I'd ever seen. That's why I kind of just put my head down, because I just thought, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe this. I cannot believe that there are people around the world that are in this situation right now. And then I also think at that moment, what can I do? What can I do? If I had $4,800 at that moment, I would have easily written a check. If I knew that somebody could come in there right now and change that circumstances for that little boy and his family and many other children and families in that area. So I thought, well, why don't I come home? Why don't I come home? I don't have $4,800 all by myself. I know many of my friends do. I know many of our viewers do. And then the ones that don't, they have probably what I can contribute. Here's 100, here's 200, here's 3, here's 5. Let's pull our money together to bring in a rig that will drill them a water well that will last them the rest of their lives, that could change everything for that precious little baby right now. Is it possible? I'm telling you right now, it is possible. Because I got in a car and I traveled across town and I saw with my very own eyes a water well that we had drilled a year prior in this village nearby that needed it so desperately. So do I think it works? Absolutely. Have I seen it work? Absolutely. And today I want to give you an opportunity to give to this incredible mission that is so desperate for clean water. You and I can come together and we can make that possible. And for whatever gift you can give today, I want to send you. We all want to send you because we care about you too, and we care about your health. We want to send you the Biblio Diet for any gift that you can give today to come alongside us and help in this incredible mission to bring water to these people who need it. For $75, we're going to bundle it. We're going to give you the study guide as well. I'm telling you, it will bless your life as we bless others today. Make a call, go online, and together let's bring change, not just our lives, to many around the world that need it desperately right now.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne diseases, but you can make a difference by helping provide fresh, clean water for life. With a gift of $48, you can help provide clean water for 10 children. A gift of $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Jordan Rubin's The Biblio Diet. Based on the ancient wisdom of the Bible and confirmed by modern science, this easy-to-follow plan provides healing secrets to help you live longer, master metabolism, reduce pain, fight depression, and conquer cancer. With your gift of $75 or more, you may request the Biblio Diet Bundle, featuring the book and its transformative study guide with weekly readings, prayers, places to journal, and links to video teachings to help you along your journey to greater health.
As you provide clean water for life, you can help heal those suffering from illness due to contaminated drinking water. You can bring life to others, as well as find lasting health and longevity with the Biblio Diet.
Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And be sure to request our new bronze sculpture, The Good Shepherd. This is the last week to request the Biblio Diet. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
All week long, we've been here talking to mothers that have sick children, or mothers who've lost children, or workers who are there in the village that are helping the best they can to make sure that children are not losing their lives to waterborne illness. But the fact is, you can see right over my shoulder, this is the water source. This is the only water source for this entire village. And they desperately need our help right now. And so I'm asking you, would you please help us? Would you help us help this village and villages all over the world just like it receive clean, uncontaminated, good water that will be health to them and not death? So right now, go online, go to the phone, make the best gift you can. We need your help and we need to know it's coming. Please go now.
Hope you're going online and giving the best gift that you can give. It really, truly makes such a difference. And for whatever gift that you can give, remember, we want to send you the Biblio Diet. And if you've got a little extra to send, we're going to bundle it and send you both. We want to bless your life. Jordan, you have blessed my life today. I think together we've touched the hearts of many people. Thank you so much for being here. We get to do more shows with you, so
yes,
stick around.
I'm so excited.
I'm so excited, too. God bless you. We'll see you next time right here on Life Today.
Tomorrow on Life Today, Jordan Rubin uses the wisdom of the Bible to develop a simple plan for building strength, health, and longevity.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.